Remember when you were starting your career or starting something fresh? Or maybe you're starting now and it was exciting and new and you were learning and growing. You also thought that the company and your manager would help you guide your career path. Well, how's that going? My name is Todd Doherty and I host a podcast called Manage Me. I have 30 years of client, product, and operations experience from startups to retail to Fortune 100 companies. Listen in as I share real-world stories of business and life with solutions you can use. I'll have occasional fantastic guests that will share their insights as well. Come join me and learn real-world guides on how to be the most successful you and manage you. That's Manage Me Podcast and managemepodcast@gmail.com. Hey, good to have you back. Todd Doherty, Manage Me Podcast. And today I'd like to talk to you about your career search. I am connecting on LinkedIn almost every day with individuals, obviously who I directly know, but very often I will be referred folks who are looking for a new job. And I really try to help these folks. I don't know them directly. Sometimes they're a friend of a friend of a friend. But what I try to do is pay it forward. And the reason is a couple years back, I was in that situation. I was looking for a role and connecting with people on LinkedIn. I actually sent out over 100 individual notes. What do we call them in LinkedIn? I can't remember what we call them in LinkedIn, but messages in LinkedIn and was trying to be very specific on what I needed. And far less than half of the people actually responded. And the folks that did respond, the very few, probably about six, were very specific. And they said, glad to help, here's how I can help. And a couple, two, went way out of their way, called me personally at home, spent an hour or 2 hours going through the next few steps that I want to share with you. So there's a four-part process. When you're looking for a new role or your next step in your career, it's a four-part process. And it has to go in this order. The first part is geography. Where do you want to be? Is it where you are right now? Is it Hawaii? Is it Japan? Is it Australia? Is it New York? Where do you want to be physically, geography-wise? That could be for family, that could be for some new adventure, that could be for a million different reasons. But that's what you need to figure out first. Now, some people may argue that it doesn't matter anymore. The world's remote and we can work wherever we want. That's true, very true. But listen for the rest and maybe it'll make a little more sense. So that's step one, geography. The next is industry. It may sound kind of funny, but what is your industry? And what's the industry you're targeting? Because it may not be the industry you're in now. You may want to change your industry. Is it healthcare? Is it fintech? Is it automotive? Is it whatever? Figure that out. Then you start to narrow in on what are the companies that are in that geography and in that industry. Now, when I say in that geography, again, I work remote, but what companies are posting roles in your industry, right? You start to nail those down and make a list. Make a list of target companies that you want to get into. Now you can leverage your connections or your connections or their connections. Start to target in on what geography, what industry, and what companies you want to target. The last part is what role do you want? So this is where there's a deep dive into what are you good at? What are you not good at? Again, maybe there's a career change. Maybe you want to change your role. So you have to know these four things, geography, industry, company, and role, before you start asking for help. The worst thing I get is, hey, I'm looking for a new job. Can you help me? Nope. I don't know. I mean, that's almost impossible. What What are the specifics? How can I help you target what you're looking for? Help me help you. Got to know that. Same thing, by the way, goes if you're buying a house, right? Geography. Where physically do you want to be? Then the price range and the neighborhoods. The more you can narrow in on what you're targeting, the easier it is for you. The easier it is for you to ask for help. The easier it is to get help. The easier it is, by the way, for recruiters. So they know, oh, this is the perfect candidate I'm looking for. They know what they want. They're telling me exactly what they are looking for, and then can back it up with their resume and cover letter and details of what they want to get out of their new role. So this is great advice that I believe Bob Rausch gave to me 30 years ago. I think it was Bob Rausch. I'm going to credit Bob Rausch with this. But fantastic advice that I use and I personally, and I actually use with others who are in their career search, because it does make such a difference and it really helps narrow in, get focused, and get that job. So go get it. Thank you for joining and spending time today. I hope you learned at least one small new thing, or maybe one big new thing, and I hope you listen again. I want to remind you that you can go and visit my website at manageme.godaddysites.com, or you can email me at manageme.podcast@gmail.com. I hope to hear from you. I want to hear from you. I want to hear all things that you'd like to listen to, like topics you'd like to cover, and any feedback you have. Thanks again for listening, and look forward to talking to you again.